Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you, including the body of work that Rob Jollis has deposited with us over the years, the things he's written, the things that he said to us on the show. We've archived all of them right there in his suite on our website, Rob Jollis, J-O-L-L-E-S, the author of Mental Agility, among other books. We're talking about how to get customers off of the topic of how much it costs them. What is it that you're going to sell them? And how much does it cost? Rob, this is a topic, this is a discipline, this is a skill that is not new, that is not something brand new. I learned many, many years, decades ago, that I had to learn how to block and bridge. I had to learn how to keep people from, how did I deal with how much is it going to cost me? And the best thing I've ever come up with is, I don't know yet.
Very good. Yeah.
I promise you, I will tell you, you'll be the first person to know what this is going to cost you, but you and I have to spend a little more time together. I need your help. I need you to help me because everything I do is going to be customized to some degree for you, and I won't know until we spend a little more time together. Can we do that, please?
Yeah, what you know, the Zeroid in you is showing right now.
But you know what? It still, I haven't worked for Xerox in 30 years. It still works.
Oh, yeah. Because you want to know something, you hit on something that's absolutely critical. And I hope anyone's listening will just stop, put the pen down for 1 second, and listen to what just was said. Because there's only one way to do what you just said, Jim, which is I don't know yet. And that is to not bring up product coming out of the gate.
Right.
If I called you up and said, I've got a Xerox copier, it's a 5046, the greatest machine on the market, and you go, oh, really? How much is it? It's hard for me to say, I don't know yet. Okay.
Right.
So what you've done is you've given us a symptom to an illness. The illness is we have to make sure we're not leading with product.
Mm-hmm.
Lead with product, the client's going to ask you about price. Lead with questions, how do you ask me about price? My answer is, price for what?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the product you're recommending, the solution. I don't know the solution yet. You know, now your phrase works perfectly, but it has to go hand in hand with a commitment to not leading with product, which, Jim, most salespeople do.
Mm-hmm. And folks, you know, this kind of a conversation is typically more likely to be found business to business, but also business to consumer, where they're buying something that has to be customized for them.
Right.
Now a pair
right.
of shoes, somebody's buying a pair of shoes, you know, that's different, you know. But if it's something that's got to be, that has any kind of variable elements to putting it together for consumers and for businesses, this is when this kind of a conversation is happening.
Right. And quite frankly, Jim, you and I both know that, in fact, we may know what the solution is, but we're not ready to bring the client there, or it's going to be a battle on price. Right now, you're talking about a proactive move on price rather than a reactive move
mm-hmm.
on price.
Mm-hmm.
And proactive is hold that product, and if I could go back to the first interview we did a decade ago, one of the first things I ever told you that my definition of selling is taking an idea, planting it in the client's brain, and making them feel like they thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm leading with questions and moving them to a solution. And by the way, sometimes my questions take me to a different solution than I thought, so I'm not always right, but I'd rather them come up with the ideas. It'll certainly make price a lot easier. Uh-huh.
But even if your product isn't that variable, even if you only sell one machine and everybody knows it's $3,000, you know, if you make that available to them over multiple years, you give them a discount, right? So what we don't know yet, even in that scenario, what we don't know yet is, are you the kind of person that's willing to make a long-term commitment and in order to get a discount. Are you the kind of person that if you can find somebody you're comfortable with, you're willing to make a long-term commitment? If you don't know whether this person is that kind of a person, then you're still correct and honest in saying, I don't know.
Absolutely.
Yes, it's $3,000, but I don't know if that's going to be your price or not. Because
right.
I don't know if you're comfortable, if you're going to get comfortable with me. I don't know. You know, as you know, Rob, some people have no problem making multiple year commitments. Some people won't do it at all.
Right. And there's always, it's not like we're creating this either. There are always discounts for multiple year commitments, annual payment instead of a monthly
right.
payment, all those different pieces. So you're absolutely right. We could have one product in the bag and we still don't know. But that's a very good point. Let me move us to another point
okay.
and tell you this. When it does come time to know, learn it. I wrote down the word here before we spoke, mantra, because I have to tell you that we all, at some point, will go to that price. And when we do, when I say learn it, and learn it like a mantra, don't sit there and go, hamada, 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 like Ralph Crampton on the Honeymooners, okay? Know what your price is. Say it confidently. Practice it in the mirror if you have to. But I can tell you in one sentence when it's time exactly what a two-day, one-day, half-day, and keynote costs are. And I'll say it confidently so that, like an umpire making a play
right.
on the plate, I'm not going to say,
right.
be safe.
Yeah.
Okay? And so we don't have to argue about this a whole lot. A lot of it is in that tone and delivery.
Right.
Wouldn't you agree?
No, there's no question about it. Give us your website again, please.
www.jolles.com, and I'd love you to come by to jolles.com/blog, where you'll find my blarticle.
All right. So it's blarticle, folks. He's probably going to trademark that. Quick break. Stay with us. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
But like a fool, I went on, whether the right or wrong. At least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.